Greetings, Take Two family. Jerry Usher, Debbie Giorgiani here with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Don't look now. Okay, you can go ahead and look. Summer is almost here already. I tell you, Debbie, it's sneaking up on me. I know that. I don't know about you, but we want to hear today from the Take Two family if hopefully they've got some summer plans in place already because it's coming up real fast.
We always like to check in with the Take Two family to find out what you're doing for the summer, and the kids are off of school and you're making some plans, maybe some domestic pilgrimages around the country because beautiful shrines and cathedrals you can go visit, or some sacred sites with some relics. The Eucharistic Miracles Tour is going all across the U.S. and Canada. Very exciting. So we want to hear from you. We'd like to know, what are your summer plans? Do you have something planned for the rest of June, July, August, and into Labor Day when we all start the new school year? We'd love to hear from you. Don't have to be Catholic to call in. We're not nosy. We're just curious. We just want to know what's cooking, what you got going. And maybe we'll get some really good ideas, and we'll like to do that as well. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. Okay, maybe we're a little nosy. I just want to see where people are going, because you get some great ideas.
It doesn't have to be nosiness. I mean, it could be like, a coworker at the office or something. Hey, what are you doing this summer? You got any plans? You know, something like that.
Yeah.
That's just basic, friendly conversation. And that's what we want to have with you here today. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. It's a Friday broadcast. Let us go into the weekend on a strong note with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Of course, many other great EWTN shows coming up the rest of today and going forward. We want you to stay tuned for all of those. But as Debbie says, don't start your weekend just yet before you share your summer plans with the Take Two family around the world at 833-288-3986.
I'm pretty excited. I get to go back to San Antonio, Texas in August for the Fullness of Truth Miracles Do Happen conference. I am so excited. I can't wait to get back to San Antonio. Love it, love it. I love everything about that beautiful city and the people that reside in San Antonio. Great conference, Fullness of Truth. And so that's one of my summer plans. I don't really have any. Do you have any summer plans?
Well, like I said earlier, it is just, it's sneaking up on me. So no, I don't really have anything concrete just yet. I'm sure God has something in mind for me this summer, and I'll find out pretty soon, I'm sure, what that is. But no, I don't have anything specific I can point to, but I would be willing to bet that the Take Two family, you are better planners than I am, and you think probably have better foresight than I do, and you've probably been putting something together for a long time. So as Debbie said, maybe it's a pilgrimage, possibly a cruise. Maybe it's just to kind of stay home, get some stuff done around the house. Mm-hmm. Maybe with the kids out of school, like Debbie said, you've got a family junket scheduled somewhere. Mm-hmm. Let us know what your plans are for the summer, 833-288-3986.
I don't really have any travel plans, any big plans like that, other than, the Fullness of Truth is big. And then we've got, hopefully, the Covenant Creation Pilgrimage, September 8th, which is at the end of the summer, to Kentucky, the Ark and the Creation exhibit. We're excited about that. That's the Stand Tall Pilgrimage. But I'm pretty much staying home and doing a lot of writing with Adam Bly, Jerry. We're putting together that manual for religious education to kind of finish out the faith formation catechesis on angels and demons, and trying to put together something that they can use in RE classes. So that's what we're focused on. And
nice.
That's kind of like, you need to almost go away somewhere to write, because you get I get distracted easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
I need like a cabin somewhere in the woods.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
They made a movie about that, where writers go away and they go into a cabin. I don't know if I could do that, though. That would be like way too much writing.
Be a beautiful scene, beautiful setting to do it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
get in touch with God and your creative side. What about you, Take Two family members? Patricia is going to weigh in a moment. Adrian in Houston. We've got Matt Gabinski on yet another line that is being screened right now. But there's room for you on this Friday episode of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Mention Matt, our call screener. Ace McKay is our great producer. Always doing a great job on social media is Jeff Burson. Those of you watching the video stream on Facebook or YouTube. Hello.
Hey,
post your comments there. We'd love to hear your summer plans as well. And Jeff will get a lot of those over to us during the course of the broadcast. And again, to hear your lovely voice, it's 833-288-3986.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
When you were back in the day traveling to all the different affiliates and stations to do work and, you know, everything you did and continue to do for Catholic Radio, what was, like, in the summer, give us an idea of some of the you know, fun places to go to, the more spiritual places. What would you say around the country?
Well, you know, I didn't do a lot of those in the summer, as you know. I mean, now stations have started doing more of a kind of a special summer 1 or 2 day pledge drive. Mm-hmm. Most of mine were in the spring and in the fall. So actually, I used the winter time, the holiday time, and then most of summer just to recover my physical and mental strength. Because I was doing so many of those pledge drives traveling around the country. But, you know, all the pledge drives I did, you know, I've got such great memories of going to so many wonderful places. Now, as you know, we do them virtually from our homes. And that's got a lot of great advantages to it. But I know you, like me, probably miss going to see the people and the places and all of the great experiences that we had on the road.
Yeah. Do you know where I miss traveling to when you just talked about virtual pledge drives? I miss traveling to Seattle, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
The most beautiful trees I've ever seen. I loved going to Sacred Heart Radio and doing their pledge drives live right there and not virtually. And I love them doing virtually as well. But I just loved looking out the studio window and seeing trees, real trees. Not Arizona trees.
Well, they get plenty of watering there, so that's why they call Washington the Evergreen State.
Oh, they do? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay,
My home state, actually, Seattle, my hometown. So.
Yeah. Do you miss that? Do you have a lot of trees in California?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're different kinds of trees, you know, but I love Seattle. I love going back there. It'll always be in my heart, but I don't miss the rain, you know, so.
Gotcha.
But that's okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
We want to hear about some summer plans here for you, the Take Two family. A couple of phone lines still open. We're going right to your calls in just a minute here. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, or shoot us an email at take2@EWTN.com.
We hope you join us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is your show, and we're talking about summer plans today. But before we go to the phones, there is room for you. We'd love to hear from you. Don't get started with your weekend yet. Please help us out because we depend on you. This is your show. Safe platform for us to come together, share our lived experience, what's cooking in our lives, our concerns, our comments. You know the whole thing because you are the Take Two family. 833-288-3986. And Jerry, you will love this. Because your middle name is Joseph. St. Joseph, protector of the Universal Church Rosary, an exclusive creation by Gorelli. And the St. Joseph, protector of the Universal Church Rosary, is made with gunmetal gray polished hermetite. I think I said that right. Beads for the Hail Mary beads and Italian olive wood for the Our Father beads, symbolizing Joseph, the carpenter worker. The crucifix is a design reproduction of a painting that was done, the delivery of the keys from the Sistine Chapel. So it has a centerpiece of Saint Michael. I love that. You always want that and always pray the Saint Michael prayer. And then it goes on and then it has the Blessed Mother image as well. Okay. So now did I say it correctly? Is it Gorelli? Is that how you would say it? Gorelli? It's Italian.
So, yeah.
I should know this. Okay.
Right.
The one thing I will tell you is anything by Gorelli is fabulous. That I will tell you because I have so many products. So yes, please pick this up. This is amazing. This would make a great Father's Day gift. Just saying. Available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping. Online orders $75 or more. Standard shipping for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout.
We want to hear some interesting and hopefully fun summer plans that you have coming up this year. 833-288-3986. Let us go to Patricia first in Tiffin, Ohio, listening on St. John Paul the Great Radio. Hello, Patricia. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Jerry and Debbie. Good to talk to you.
Likewise. Likewise.
Wanted to tell you about a great place for families to go. Elizabeth and I are going to be going this summer to... It's called Catholic Family Land,
okay.
And it's in Bloomingdale, Ohio. It's near Steubenville, Franciscan University. And they bought the old St. John Vianney Seminary, and they changed it into a place for retreats. And during the summertime, they have what they call Family Fest. And it's a week long. You go in on from Saturday to Friday, and they have Mass in the morning for everybody. And then after that, the parents stay for spiritual talks. They bring in speakers, Bishop Strickland, all kinds of people come in to speak. And then they have for the grade school kids, they have like a vacation Bible school for the, you know, younger in grade school. And they have like a junior high school, and college youth groups separated, you know. And so those kids, so everybody breaks up and goes to their own, you know, area for spiritual inspiration. And then in the afternoons, it's just open for whatever. They have swimming, all kinds of sports and activities and stuff that kids, you know, families can do. And then in the evening, they have usually like a bonfire, a rosary. One night they'll have skips. Another night they might have family dancing and have all kinds of dances and just, you know, fun stuff in the early evening, and then later in the evening, the older kids, the, you know, junior high teenagers and college kids have their youth groups that they go to and stuff. And the kids love it. I mean, they come back year after year. You know, Elizabeth has a friend from Arizona. She met one year. She still keeps in contact with, you know, via email, and gets excited about seeing her every summer. She met a couple new kids last year. She's excited to be able to see them. She talked to them on the phone, you know, over the last year and stuff. And it's great for me, too, because for one thing, it's a safe environment, so I can let her have a little more freedom. You know, she's got special needs, and so she needs a lot of supervision. But there's about five families that I know that go down to the same fest, and a lot of them camp, so we kind of use that as our, you know, home base. And then she can go off with her friends and do things, and I don't have to worry about her because she's safe. It's just great. You can camp. They have cabins, so you can either, you know, rent a cabin. If you have a camper, you can bring your camper. You can rent a camper.
Wow.
I think that's about it.
But
it's great.
That's
a lot. They come from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep coming back because the kids make friends. And they make friends with kids that are living the Catholic lifestyle, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and for me, it's great because I get to talk to other parents. You know, they're in this fight against the culture and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And so everybody gets filled up.
But Patricia, like, what would Jerry and I do? Would we rent a kid or something? Or can we just, like, how can people go who don't have kids? I mean, it sounds like a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
There are people that, you know, come that don't have, you know, kids or and they come too, you know, just to,
okay.
Because it's fun. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, it's great to be with other Catholic families and stuff, you know, and you know, one year my back went out on me, and you know, my friend's like, oh, I know a chiropractor that's here, you know.
Oh, wow.
And it's
goodness.
Like, and he came over and he did my back every day, you know, until it was done. Like, oh, my gosh, just like, you know, what would I have done? He was great. And it's just the way the people are down there. It's like, you know, help each other out and you don't feel so alone. And
Wow.
Yeah, but no, you don't have to be. Single families are welcome. Grandparents come sometimes.
Yeah. Couples, and it's only once a year, right, Patricia? Once a year?
Well, it's just over the summer. They have, like this year, they have 7 family fests.
Okay. Maybe we can get
all summer long. So, yeah. So if you go to, it's sponsored by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. Mm-hmm. So it's afc.org. Mm-hmm. AFC.org.
Well,
and if you go there, you'll list all the family fests that they have for the summer. Mm-hmm. And, you just sign up for whichever one you want to go to.
Okay, that's really cool. Well, tell Elizabeth we hope she has a blast. We know you're going to have a great time meeting other Catholic moms and dads, so that's wonderful. Way to go. Thank you for sharing that with us. Have you ever heard of it before, Jerry?
I have heard of it, yeah. I was at Franciscan University of Steubenville. I can't remember the family's name now, but they had a lot of kids who either were there when I was there or who had gone through Franciscan as students. And they were I think it was the Conacher family, if I'm not mistaken. And so I heard a lot about it at that time. And it just really sounded exciting to me back then. I've never had the blessing of being able to go, but I know a lot of people and families who have. And as Patricia was describing that, Debbie, it just sounds like something I just wish, this is the kind of thing I wish every Catholic family could experience at least just once. Mm-hmm. So many families, you go camping, you do a lot of the different elements that are part of this Catholic family land summer thing, but it's all together in one place, in one location, and it's all centered around the faith too, of course, which I think is fantastic.
Right. And that, did she say Bloomingdale, Ohio? It's in Ohio. Okay.
It is Ohio, yeah. And it's AFC.org for Apostolate for Family Consecration. AFC.org is the website.
I'm going to check it out, because it's all summer long. Okay, so see, we're getting great ideas for summer plans, and there's room for you. So Patricia just freed up a phone line, and that means if you feel a little nudge in your spirit that you want to share your summer plans, don't worry. We're not going to invite ourselves, although we might. But here's the number, 833-288-3986. We have to invite ourselves because nobody's inviting us.
Well, we usually get accepted, too, when we do kind of barge in like that. So,
yeah, that's true.
Well, let's check in with Adrian in Houston, holding patiently and listening to the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Adrian. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so my plans this summer are to do a 40-day walking challenge. Father Mark Goring up in Canada wrote some book. I can't remember the title of it, but my husband and I are doing that. And his grandpa had purchased a house out in the hill country in Shelby, Texas. So we're going to spend some time out there. We absolutely love it. And also, we're doing a week-long iconography class at St. Teresa Catholic Church in Sugarland.
Nice.
This
40-day walking challenge, what does that entail?
It's a book he wrote. I can't remember the exact title of it, but you think about something you might want to give up, like a bad habit to break, or like in our case, laziness. And you walk for 40 days, and you pick a certain amount of time that you're going to walk every day for 40 days. And there's little entries in the book for you to what you want to pray for, or how you want to communicate with God, or just little journaling section.
That is brilliant. Don't you love that, Jerry?
I do, yeah. I'm familiar with Father Mark because he was the priest chaplain on Bear Was, the wonderful EWTN television series, The Long Ride Home. They started in San Francisco and rode their motorcycles all the way across to the east coast of the Atlantic Ocean. And Father Mark is with the Companions of the Cross, as you said, in Canada. And I looked up the book. Is it 40-Day Freedom Walk? Does that sound familiar?
I think that's it.
Yeah, 40-Day Freedom Walk.
Jack just sent over, it's 40-Day Freedom Walk Journal.
Journal, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it just shows Jack and I are on the same page, which is proof that, mediocre minds think alike.
Oh, you're just hilarious today. Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. I love this idea of 40 days.
What's that?
40 days to change a habit. I love that. That is brilliant.
Adrian, you've got some really exciting and creative things planned for your summer. This is you sound like a really kind of a forward-thinking, very creative type of person. Is that kind of just the nature of who you are?
Thank you. That's actually something that I think I do have, and I've been trying to. Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was saying thank you. I do have a creative side, and I've really been trying to accept that about myself and nurture it.
Mm, good.
And if I can invite y'all somewhere, since you want to be invited, we just this Tuesday, there's the world's smallest Catholic church in Warrenton, Texas. And I thought about this after I talked to the call screener. They have mass every first, well, not every month, but on the first Tuesday of the month. And we were just there. So if y'all want to come out to Warrenton, Texas, come and see it.
Yeah, send us an email about that, Adrian, mm-hmm. if you would. It's take2@ewtn.com. He says the world's smallest Catholic church. How many people fit in there for mass? Do you know?
Probably about 20.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, that's tiny.
Yeah, it's a little bitty.
Good. Send us a link about that. I'd love to hear more about it.
Okay, sure.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Sharing
Have a beautiful
today.
Weekend, Adrian. Thank you very much. Good ideas coming in.
I love it. I'm making notes. The book is filling up, so I love this. And there's room for you now, 833-288-3986.
Okay, let's go to Diana in Littleton, Colorado. And Diana is tuned in today on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Diana.
Oh, hi, Debbie and Jerry. Good morning. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. My summer plans are our summer plans. My husband and I are going to a wedding in 2 weeks, and we haven't seen our friend Matt. It's his daughter, Paisley, that's getting married. So we haven't seen him in, like, I think it was 2014. So we're excited about that and excited to see Utah. I've never been to Utah, flown over it. Then, let's see, we get back. Well, actually, this weekend we're going to a big Celtic festival down in Colorado Springs. And that's always a lot of fun, and we see our friends and other clan members we know. And then in July, we'll leave July 3rd, is our plans to go to Wisconsin, Madison, and see our son and daughter-in-law and have a fun time with them. And let's see, then probably in August, my husband's still working, so hopefully we've always pretty much been able to go for all of our grandkids' birthdays, but our granddaughter will be turning 12 in August, so hopefully we'll go there. And then we'll end up the summer with a big festival in Estes Park, Colorado.
Ooh.
And then hopefully nice. go to Des Moines, Iowa, too. We've already been there about 5 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. To see family, and my husband's mother's in a nursing home, so hopefully we'll get there again soon. Or mm-hmm. Well, my husband just flew there by himself a couple weeks ago, but I didn't go then. And then I got to ask you something, Debbie and Jerry. I think I heard on Catholic Radio, I don't know if it was your show or another show, it's been maybe at least a year or two ago, about a shrine or something in Wisconsin. I thought it was like people from all over the world come there. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about that?
That was the Our Lady of Good Help Shrine, which I think has been renamed, hasn't it?
Our Lady of Champion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Champion, well, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. That is the approved Marian apparition in Wisconsin. And Jerry is correct. They just changed the name to Our Lady of Champion. So that is the one shrine we talked about. But just recently we talked about Father Paul Cech's shrine. Jerry.
Yeah. Our Lady of Guadalupe, right?
Our Lady of Guadalupe, yeah. So there's two we referenced, Diana. Great memory.
Indeed.
Our Lady of Champion. And do you know where it is? I can look it up, but do you know
Well,
where
it's Champion.
It is?
The town of Champion, Wisconsin. Yeah, you can't miss it if you go online, Diana. You and your family are so blessed. I mean, I am just sitting here going, wow, I wish I was going to all these great places. Thank you for calling and sharing, Diana. We appreciate it. What are your summer plans? That's what we want to hear about today on Take 2. 833-288-3986. Well, it's not summertime just yet, but it's starting to feel that way in certain parts of the country, most of the country, I guess, around the world, except for when it's now becoming wintertime in certain parts of the world. But that's for another conversation. We're talking about summer plans today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And if you've got anything really cool and exciting, we've had some great plans that have been shared with us by our callers so far today. Debbie and I are getting a lot of great ideas. And as we say on this program, what you share could really help somebody else out. Maybe there's a mom, a dad, a couple, a family out there thinking, well, what do we want to do for for summertime when we're out of school and do something as a family? What you share could be just the idea that they adopt and take on for their family. So it's a great conversation, and you can join it at 833-288-3986.
So Diana was sharing, if I heard her correctly, that she's going into Utah, right, for part of her summer plans, Jerry. And I just want to say, I think our Take Two family has heard me say this before. I think the Salt Lake City Airport, it is the prettiest landing in Salt Lake City I have ever seen in my life, with the mountains on both sides. Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous. Although I will tell you, it can be very bumpy coming into Salt Lake City, so just be prepared. I mean, I've never experienced anything like it, with the plane just jumping all over the place before it gets into Salt Lake City. But it is so beautiful. It's like a little slice of heaven.
Well, yeah, I know. I've actually flown in and out of there, I think, one or two times, so I know exactly what you're talking about. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to hear what Rosemarie in South Dakota has planned for this summer, listening to us today on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Rosemarie. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
I want to celebrate life more by traveling more, because yesterday I had a colonoscopy, and I thought it was serious, but the doctor that did it said that he didn't think it was serious, and I have to have a follow-up visit next week, but mm-hmm. I'm going to celebrate life. Monday, I'm taking a 140-mile drive down Highway 37, which was right outside of Parkston. I'm going to go all the way to Nebraska, to the border of Nebraska, and go down Highway 37. And then I also want to, I'd like to find out more information about the conference that Debbie was talking about, San Antonio. I've never been to Texas, and I'd like to find out more information. Could I give you my information? Could you send me snail mail? Because I don't like to make hotel reservations, because you guys have to go to a customer service center. I like to contact the hotels direct. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, I was thinking about going, like taking a bus trip to Huntsville, Alabama, for Mother Angelica's birthday celebration. I got to find out about that too. But I'm going to go on a 2-day trip to Des Moines, Iowa.
Nice.
In September, they're having a quilting convention. I've been to one before, but I've never been to Des Moines, Iowa, so I'm going to go there too. Mm-hmm. And then, but I had this trip planned to the Holy Land in October, but because of health issues, I canceled it. Mm. And I wish I could go, but I probably still could, but my doctor did fill out the paperwork and everything. He was so optimistic. He said, you should go, you know, because of health issues. Because I love to read, and I have problems with my eyes. And the doctor, the ophthalmologist, said it probably has something to do with my muscles, mm-hmm. my mm-hmm. eyes. And then I have neuropathy, and I got to have that checked out too. But I want to celebrate life more by traveling more. I love to meet people. I love to see new areas, new sights. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Good for you, Rosemarie. I love that. I love that you're embracing the moment. I put you in our prayer book because you said you had this colonoscopy, and then you have to check back with the doctors. So we're going to pray that everything turns out clear and everything is good. You're good to go to travel, and we hope you get to a lot of those places that you talked about. The easiest way, Rosemarie, and for others, if you wanted to look into the Miracles Do Happen conference. It's fullnessoftruth.org, fullnessoftruth.org. That's for those who want to go online and take a look at the speakers and stuff like that. I am one of the speakers. I'm just not on their panel yet. Rosemarie, I just wanted to share with you, before you leave us today, just stay on the line, and Matt Gabinski will pick up your call and leave your contact information, your address, and your phone number, and I'll happily drop you a note, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Debbie.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so anytime. Much. That's an easy request. I can do that all day long. Well, not all day long, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Have a great time. All of these things that God blesses you with the ability to do, Rosemary. We'll be with you in spirit. Keep us in your prayers as you travel around the country. Thanks for calling the program today. And so many of these calls, Debbie, are just reminding me. One of my bucket list things is for many years has been to rent a motorhome and just travel around the country and just drive for an hour and then stop, or 3 hours, or maybe 8 hours. There's so much to see in this country, and I think our lives today get so cluttered with important things, to be sure, but a lot of meaningless things as well. And I think that those who live and travel to these areas that some of these people are talking about, especially throughout the Midwest, those are real pearls and treasures that we sometimes don't appreciate, those of us who kind of live on the coasts, if you will.
Right. Yeah. Well, don't you remember when we first started Take Two? We had you, me and Marty, we sat down one time and we talked about renting motorhomes and putting a big Take Two, wrap it with Take Two, and go all around the country and all these different places and shrines and sacred spots. And then, of course, the great food places we had to add into. Do you remember that?
That's right. Yeah,
we should
dreamers.
Do that.
Definitely dreamers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We just need to like win the lottery or something like that to get the gas prices, that would not go well.
No.
That would not go well. But okay.
Phone line open 833-288-3986. If you have some summer plans that are starting to take shape, maybe you just have some hopes and dreams that you hope will come into place. Maybe the plans are already solidified for you. We'd love to hear what the Lord has inspired you to do this summer, maybe as an individual, as a couple, as a family, maybe with your grandkids. 833-288-3986. Okay, George has been holding patiently in San Antonio. Speaking of San Antonio, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, George.
Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Howdy.
Jerry and Debbie, I just want to call you guys and let you know, I hope you guys have a fantastic summer and everybody out there listening, especially being closer with the Lord and putting Him first in everything you do. But Debbie and Jerry, I'm going to talk real fast so you can hear, okay?
Sure.
Remember me a long time ago, I called, I had the Way Home Ministries and we housed the homeless. And stuff, and somehow or another we evolved into like flipping houses, and me and my wife and kids, we flipped houses. And so we could take off extravagant tours and everything, but instead we let our kids do it, and they've been all over mostly other continents and stuff, and then we let them enjoy it. And meanwhile, me and my wife, when we want to get away, we live close to this place called the Blue Hole, and it's on the campus of Incarnate Word College, and the nuns there, that's where the water of San Antonio River begins there, and it goes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, and it goes through the city, and it's all beautiful, like Venice style in San Antonio in the middle of it. But anyway, we're in between it, and in between is just natural. It's a natural place, and that's where me and my wife get away, and we're in between that area, and there's nothing around there at all, just brush, and all the animals you can think of, they're out there floating on the water or flying by or going through little trails, and that's where we spend our time. But at the same time, the little money we do have, we save it. And there's like, I'm with RCIA on staff. I wasn't this past year, but during those times that I was with RCIA, the seminarians come in. And when they do come in, there's a bunch of new ones at two or three different ones every August. So I remember when we were young, my parents bought, here's some new clothes for school. You know, here comes some school supplies and, you know, all the things you need for back to school. So I use the same mentality and analogy to do it to the seminarians. Well, they're here, I give them some money. And at the same time, I cook breakfasts, I cook all kinds of meals for the people at RCIA. And then a couple of weeks go by, I give them some more money. Well, during all that time, now they're priests. So those priests are now, those men are now priests, and they're scattered all over San Antonio. And then there's this nun, her name is Sister Blanca Hinojosa, and they call her the Little Giant because she's like a legend in Mexico border, on the other side of Mexico, and this side of the United States, because she performs miracles. She's been a nun already almost 30 years, and she's starting a new generation and a new church, a new parish, and she teaches the young kids all about Jesus. And she's going to go on vacation, a long-awaited vacation. She needs it more than we do, so we give her money to go to like a Franciscan getaway in Dallas, Lake Dallas. And she's going to go out there and enjoy herself, recharge her batteries, and come back even stronger to start a new year of teaching kids about Christ. And then we have money set aside for priests that are here and then they have to go home for some reason because their parents are ill. they have to fly back all across to Africa, and then once they get into the city, they have to take 2 weeks going by bus, or not bus, but you know, four-wheel drive to their little village so they can be with their parents. So we save money for them, and any kind of emergency that happens that they need to go back to their country, Ireland. And there's so many priests that we know there. Super fantastic, and they're in their 90s, and I have to retire because I'm hit 70. I have to retire, but not willingly. I'm forced because of my meniscus, and if I go back, they're going to tell me, hey, you got to get a new knee replacement, so I have to retire. And these priests, what are you going to retire for? I'm 92, and I'm still working, you know? And they're fantastic people. The most Catholics are the most joyful people on earth, and that's what we do. We just take simple trips, you know, around the parks in San Antonio. Debbie, I'm so glad you're coming here to enlighten all the people here and show them new way, perspective of how to live with God and have confidence and trust in Him always. You know, I'm so happy you're going to be here.
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you. I hope I'll get to meet you. You sound, I mean, I loved your call and when you previously called to Take Two. But did I hear you correctly? Did you actually say you're pushing 70? Did I hear that correct? I mean, I thought there was something. Maybe my ears weren't hearing it correctly.
I hit 70 this past May.
Okay.
And there's incredible people that are with me that like there's this lady that we know. Her name is Ana Luisa Alvarado. And she can't see, right? But Debbie, if you hang around with her just for 10 minutes, she has so much, she has a spirit in her. You know, everybody loves her. Sure. Everybody knows her at different parishes. They all gather around here just to hear her. And not only that, but if you be with her like 5 minutes, you'll be having tears coming out of your eyes because so much laughter.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it's George, the Holy Spirit in her.
Right. But George, I just want to tell you, you have the voice of a 35-year-old. So just saying, okay, I vote that you need to stay young like that.
Well, you and Jerry, you all have the voice from heaven. Thank you so much and keep it going.
Thank you, George. I just have to offer a couple of comments about all of these thing, you know, generosity. As you're talking, you know, this big sign says generosity. You know, you and your wife and all of your family and all of the great things that you're doing. Not only changing lives in this world, but you're changing souls for all eternity as well. In so many of these things that you do, so I'm sure that the Holy Spirit is satisfied and smiling upon all of you, George. And you may be retiring because of that knee, but I have a feeling you're not going to be retiring from the things God has you doing for quite some time now. What do you think?
Amen. Thank you, Jerry. And that's just confirmation because it took us a while, but we're there already. What we say, giving is better than receiving, and it's a blessing. And so that blessing, our cup runneth over, and we just share with all the people we love and that need it. You know,
yeah.
Thanks to you guys keeping us on track. You know, you are our compass, our spiritual compass, and thank you so much for that, and God bless you.
God bless you too, George. Thank you. What a great call. And more to come here, 833-288-3986. Real quick word about Word on Fire with Bishop Robert Barron, Sundays 4 Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. Euthanasia is not anything brand new in the world, but it's been in the news a lot lately thanks to reports out of Canada, where last year over 10,000 Canadians ended their lives by means of euthanasia. And those numbers are sure to go up as Canada has loosened restrictions so that people can now choose euthanasia not only to avoid pain and suffering in the face of terminal disease, but simply for mental health, quote-unquote mental health reasons. Mm-hmm. So on this weekend's episode of the Word on Fire show, Bishop Barron will discuss these alarming trends and how to make the case that life is worth living. That's Word on Fire with Bishop Robert Barron, Sundays 4 p.m. Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, back to the phones we shall go. Angela in New York, listening on Pox at Bonham Radio. Thank you, Angela, for waiting, and welcome to Take Two. Where are you going this summer?
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. So we're going to Canada for a couple of weeks, but that's not really why I called. My husband and I work and volunteer at the Auriesville Shrine in Auriesville, and we're spending most of our summer here taking care of the flowers, planting, taking care of the flowers. My husband does some of the landscaping around, and so that's our passion, and that's what we've been doing.
Awesome. We love that place, Angela.
Yes. We were just talking about the North American Martyr Shrine in Auriesville because we want to recreate the Stand Tall Pilgrimage. We called it Mercy and Martyr. Did we call it
Mercy and Martyrs?
Mercy
yeah.
and Martyrs tour, and we went to the Stockbridge Divine Mercy in Massachusetts, and then first we went to the North American Martyrs. And I have to tell you, Angela, I lived in New Jersey for the first 18 years, never knew about the shrine at all. I think everyone who is Catholic needs to visit that shrine. What do you say?
Well, that's why I'm calling, to get the word out, because it is such a gem here. It's the home to three martyrs, but four saints, because St. Kateri Tekakwitha was born here, and three Jesuit priests were martyred here. And just to come and walk these holy grounds, there is a ravine that explains the whole story right from the diary of St. Isaac Jogues of what happened to his companion, St. Rene Goupil, and how he was martyred, and his remains are in the ravine somewhere. No one knows where, but it is truly holy ground here.
We totally agree. Completely.
That's exactly yeah. where my mind went, Angela, was to that ravine. I remember it so vividly from when we were there, and the story, like you just repeated for us about St. Rene Goupil, martyred there, and not even they didn't even know where his remains were, and it's mm-hmm. just when you're there, like you said, Angela, you alluded to it. It's just got this sacredness to it, this mm-hmm. spirit that is alive there, and it's just you know you're walking on sacred ground when you're there.
Absolutely.
And you just walk and you look and you're looking up at the trees and throughout the ravine and just trying to think, you know, what might have transpired at that time. What a horrific thing, and yet what a glorious thing too, the martyrdom of those mm-hmm. three, like you said, the three martyrs, and then St. Kateri as well. So. Mm-hmm. Do hope that we can get back there, that's for sure.
Yeah, and thank you for getting the word out, Angela, because it's so important. After we went on that pilgrimage, Jerry and I tried to share with many youth groups, because they're always looking for retreats for their teens and young adults. And if they're in driving distance, you really should go to the North American Martyr Shrine in Auriesville, New York. We couldn't agree more. Angela, thank you so much. And are you going to the Canada, to St. Joseph? Is that where you're going in Canada?
No, we've been there, and we've been to Midland Martyr Shrine, so we're just going up there for a fishing trip just to relax.
Oh, nice. Oh, good. Oh, we love fishing. We just thought we'd tell you that.
Yes, and I did want to say there is going to be the New York State Eucharistic Congress here in October. They're expecting a few thousand people. So if anybody's in the area and wants to come, they have to register online or they won't be allowed to come. But it's going to be quite a large event, and that's going to be at the end of October here. They can go to the Auriesville Shrine, NorthAmericanMartyrs.org, I believe. But just Google Auriesville, right, and you will find all the information you need.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful time, Angela, there. Thanks for being there and helping to take care of the grounds on that amazing shrine. You and your husband, we appreciate that. We're going to go to more of the calls, but Nancy just sent an email to take2@ewtn.com. George, I hope you're still listening. She says, oh my gosh, George and his wife are amazing, mm-hmm. giving money away for all the needs of the seminarians, our future priests, and those who need it, just like Jesus would do. And Nancy says, enjoying the show as always. God bless you both. Well, God bless you too, Nancy. Thanks for picking up on that amazing call from George and the others who have called the program mm-hmm. today.
Yes, thank you. Okay, Gina is up next in Cleveland, Ohio, on The Rock. Hello, Gina.
Hi, how are you?
Great, great. How are you? Where are we going on vacation?
I am staying home on vacation, and I run a little canine bed and breakfast for dogs. So I'm going to spend my whole summer playing with dogs. It's home away from home so that their parents can go and their families can go on vacation. I only take three dogs. I'm a dog trainer, and I take three dogs at a time. And I set up the backyard. It's like, I call it the doggy den and enrichment center, and I'm Auntie Gina for the dogs. But we just have a lot of fun, and looking forward to it. Last summer, I only had one day where I didn't have a dog. But
wow.
It's great because people know it's caseless. It's home away from home. I do not board dogs. It's a bed and breakfast. So I meet the dogs ahead of time. I find out what they're like, and then I try to plan activities. So, but it's a blast for me, and I have a 100-pound Great Pyrenees that's a certified therapy dog, and he's the recreation director. He's great with all the dogs, so he's very entertaining. So I have a lot of fun, but I'm glad that I can provide that kind of service for people. So they don't have to worry about their dogs. I am a dog trainer, so I do have some knowledge about wellness and care and training. So that kind of gives you a little bit of, I think for parents, they know that I'm not just somebody who's just opening up a house.
Right.
That I have knowledge. So anyway, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, this sounds like the word vocation comes to mind, Gina. It's almost like, you know, God has given you this as kind of a ministry, if you will, or a vocation. I don't know if you've ever kind of looked at it in that regard or not.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I have. I have a therapy dog, and actually just yesterday we went to a Catholic nursing home and gave a little talk on what you can learn about virtue from your dog. And there's a whole lot there, but I won't go into it. But anyway, and I took my dog so that he could visit with everybody. But I would like to start a parish dog therapy ministry where I would go into a parish and people who have dogs that might want to, because I can train. I'm AKC certified, so I can train with Canine Good Citizen and Therapy Dog, which I'm doing this summer, actually, in one of our churches in Cleveland. And but it's just going to be this way. It would be an outreach for people in the parish that are homebound, people in the parish that might pass away, and they could go to the funeral home or the wake. Mm-hmm. Children in the school, that kind of thing.
Nice.
So it's something that might reach out to other people who may not be interested in some of the other ministries in the church. But mm-hmm. I actually have two priests who are interested in me doing that. So I'm kind of excited about it. And my therapy dog program is called Miracles with Paws. And it's reaching out, helping people meet challenges one touch at a time.
Oh.
And I don't know if you know anything about Great Pyrenees, but they are known for their paw. They talk about the fear paw.
Sure.
They pick their paw up and kind of pat you. And so that's kind of, he's our logo.
And so St. Francis of Assisi is your patron saint, right?
Actually, Miko's name, yes, we pray to St. Francis. Actually, my dogs have to pray every day. I pray for all my clients. I pray for health and longevity for all my clients and that mm-hmm. they are given the grace to be drawn closer to God. But the dogs actually have, my dogs lay down and pray, and at amen, they get up and eat. But
wow.
It's just a fun thing that we do. But they have to do it every day, and we pray for our vet, we pray for the, you know. But anyway, but it is, and Miko, M-I-K-O, is actually Hebrew, comes from St. Michael the Archangel in the Old Testament, and it means gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
And I deliberately picked the name of a dog that meant that. I picked a name that meant that.
Nice.
When I got him, and he's wonderful. He's a great therapy dog.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, beautiful, fantastic. You've got a blessed life, Gina, and you are blessing a lot of other people through this this ministry, this vocation, this profession that you have. It's all of those things wrapped up into one, and a lot of people are the beneficiaries of that. So God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us on the program today. We really appreciate that. I hope it's an amazing summer with the dogs you get to keep at your house there for people.
Bed and breakfast. I love that.
Yeah.
I was very careful when we used to leave Gracie, our Maltese, and we found a similar situation, such a caring individual in their home to take our dog in. So that brings a lot of comfort when you're going away. You want to know that your little four-legged addition to the family is well taken care of.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got time for another call or two, God willing. We have Larry listening in Santa Cruz, New Mexico, and it's on St. Joseph Manionette Radio. I hope I said that right, Larry. I know I got your name right. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Doing okay today, and you guys?
Good. Doing great. So happy that you called.
Yeah. So our plans for this summer is we're going to be going up north to Wisconsin to go see the Marian Shrine up there.
Oh, good.
And along the way, we're going to go in through, you know, stop in the Dakotas and go into Minnesota, mm-hmm. and then down into Wisconsin. And then later on, a month later after we get back, then we'll be going to France and Spain to the Marian Shrines up in France and Spain. We're going with a group here from our church.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is incredible. You'll have to let us know so we can live vicariously through you, Larry, because some of us aren't making it to international pilgrimages. So when you go, we would love the details.
Yeah, we're gonna do that, and then I'll be doing some live broadcasts over our radio station here because I've got that little Catholic radio station here, low power.
Beautiful.
And so we'll do some live stuff from while we're out in Spain and France.
So you're the one
be able to get that word out.
You operate the station there in Santa Cruz, Larry, is what you're saying.
Yes, I do. And I've met you guys over at some of the conferences before and stuff. So
yeah, fantastic.
So yeah.
Oh, Larry, wow. That's awesome. So then we can just listen to the station and get all the details.
Yeah. There we go.
And you can pick up our station on up on the internet. You can look up on St. Joseph Monument Radio, and we've got a website on there. You can listen live on there.
Good. Well, our general manager, Jack Williams, just typed a note. Says, Larry rocks.
Yes.
So you must be a great guy, Larry. We can tell from your call. Thank you so much. Yeah, we did meet you in Phoenix. Now I remember that. Wow, Debbie, a lot of great summer plans. And now I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board and see what I can put together for this summer.
Absolutely. We got great ideas for summer trips and pilgrimages. Thanks, you guys. I love the Take Two family. Now you can get started with your weekend.
Okay. On Monday, we've got another show coming up for you, and that is going to be all about, are you getting ready to move somewhere? The average person moves quite a few times in their life, so we're going to talk about that on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. St. Joseph, pray for us.